Stark, this is dictating on Tracy Johnson. Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. Tracy Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 2-19-1968. Date of visit is 6-11-26. Please make copy for Jesse Casimiro, MD. Casimiro, C-A-S-I-M-I-R-O, Casimiro. Jesse is J-E-S-S-Y. Jesse Casimiro, MD. Next paragraph, dear Jesse, J-E-S-S-Y. Thank you for sending Tracy Johnson for evaluation. Next. History present in us. This is a 58-year-old male with a history of diabetes type 2, hypertension, gout, and a history of a recent fall with a compression fracture of the L2 and 4. Also had a chest CT done on 6/1/26. The patient's chest CT demonstrated a small cluster of 3 inbred micronodules in the right upper lobe region. Suspicious for inflammatory bronchiolitis. And there was a 4 millimeter nodule density in the posterior wall of the proximal trachea. And no effusions. The other thoracic structures are normal, and the pulmonary arteries are normal in size. And the abdominal CT was unremarkable, with no masses or adenopathy, period. The patient has occasional cough and no wheezing. Yes, no chest pains or abdominal pains. Denies fever, chills, or night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for history includes history for diabetes mellitus type 2, history of hypertension. Oh, can you please change the initial paragraph? The patient is a female. So this is a 58-year-old female patient who has a history for, please change the initial gender to female. Continuing the dictation, past history also includes right shoulder surgery and right wrist surgery for carpal tunnel. She also had a fractured L2 to L4 observed on 6/1/26. The patient has been treated for sinusitis and nasal analogies. Next paragraph. Habits of patient. Denies history for smoking and uses alcohol moderately. Next line, family history, mother died of dementia and father died of a heart attack. Next paragraph, allergies to baclofen and gabapentin. Next paragraph, a review of systems of patient that has had no weight loss but has fatigue. She has no glaucoma or cataract, and she has frequent sore throats and hoarseness, and urinary frequency and no flank pains. She has hay fever and history for wheezing and coughing spells. She has abdominal pains, nausea, and heartburn. No diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has arm pain and palpitations. She has anxiety with depression. She has easy bruising, enlarged glands. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no seizures, but has headaches and memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, med list. Included allopurinol, 100 milligrams daily. Methocarbamol, 500 milligrams, QIDPRN. Azelastin nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril. Nifedipine, 30 milligrams daily. Montelukast, 10 milligrams daily. Olmesartan, 40-25 milligrams daily. Nalazine, 500 milligrams BID. Crestor, 10 milligrams a day. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily, Paxil 20 milligrams daily, Clonidine 0.1 milligrams TID, Pulmicort Nebs 0.25 milligrams BID, Synthroid 75 micrograms daily, Bupropion 150 milligrams TID, Flonase nasal spray 2 sprays in each nostril, and Hydrocodone 10 milligrams BID PRN. Next physical exam, this moderately overweight, middle-aged African-American female, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, no edema. Blood pressure 138/80, pulse 72, respiration 18, temperature 97.2, weight is 202, saturation 98. HEND and anomalous pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds at the bases. The absence of regular sonorous to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no lesions, normal reflexes. There are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Next, paragraph impression number one. Reactive airways disease with chronic cough. And number two is multiple lung nodules, rule out atypical mycobacterial disease. Number three is hypertension. Number four, hyperlipidemia. Number five is mild diabetes. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. Also advised to at a CBC, SED rate, IGE level, and send a sputum for AFB and bacterial cultures. She was also advised that a bronchoscopy could be scheduled and a follow-up chest CT done in 3 months. The patient was advised to continue the albuterol inhaler to pulse QIDPRN. And she'll come back for a follow-up visit in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Can you please add in the final diagnosis? Multiple lung nodules. Also add number 5 is history of gout. And number 5 is hypothyroidism. Number 6 is back pain with lumbar disc disease. Okay. The patient will return in 6 weeks for a follow-up visit. We'll get a bronchoscopy scheduled after her PFT results and sputum culture results are available. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Jessica Simiro, CASIMIRO. Thank you.